In our next game, we manipulate the English language. Who are we, gods? Let's meet our contestants. First up, Kathleen Durkin on buzzer number one. You're a Latin teacher. Welcome.
Thanks so much.
Kathleen, did you study Latin in high school and college?
I did, since sixth grade.
All right, so you've always loved Latin.
Not quite.
Oh.
Ironically, I dropped it in high school, but don't tell my students that. They'll.
And then what made you return to it?
One of those things where you're in college, you have to choose a language. I thought that it would look really good on law school applications. I went for it and never turned back. Classics is my whole life, so.
And you were like, forget law, I'm going straight with the Latin.
Absolutely. I mean, what's more immortal? What can I say?
That's right. Oh, yeah. Your opponent is Patrick Drislane on buzzer number two. You're a high school special ed and social studies teacher. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Patrick, in addition to being a teacher, you love exploring cemeteries.
I do. Not in the weird way.
Just a normal way.
Yeah. Just the normal. Not like a Harold and Maude weird thing, no.
Right, but recently you had a wine and cheese picnic.
Yeah, I feel like there's not a lot of green space in New York, but if it's going to be crowded, at least the crowd is a little bit below you. Is that morbid? Sorry.
No, I was going to ask you to like sell me on it, but you did.
Okay.
Remember, Kathleen and Patrick, the first of you who wins two of our games will go on to our final round. So we've got a word game for you called The End is Nearer. Each answer is a two-word phrase made by removing the last letter of the first word. Let's go to our puzzle guru, Greg Pliska, for an example.
If I said, William Shakespeare loves getting tipsy at this pub, you would answer, barred bar.
Yes.
Think about it, right? You remove the last letter of the word barred to make the word bar.
They got it.
They got it.
I feel like they're happy. Believe in yourself, you'll be fine. Don't believe in yourself, you'll probably be okay too. All right, here we go. This neighborhood is totally being gentrified by birds of prey native to the American Southwest. Who else can afford this expensive apartment?
Give you a little.
Kathleen is just laughing. Would you like a hint?
Sure.
Yes, please.
So the expensive apartment is a clue to the second half. And the bird of prey is the first half.
Kathleen.
Condor condo.
Exactly.
Well done. Oh, I can't take any credit for that. It was entirely due to the work of former Vice President Gore.
Jonathan actually helped you by underlining vocally the word entirely. And then you want to think about Mr. Gore and his first name.
Kathleen.
All Al?
All Al, that's correct. It was All Al.
Okay, how about this one? There's nothing like a sans serif Helvetica-based typeface when you're formatting the lyrics of Puccini's Nessun Dorma.
So the first half is the name of a typeface, and you're going to cut off the last letter.
Aria.
There you go, yeah. Patrick.
Opera meets fonts meets word game. This is NPR.
Finally.
Only on this show.
Okay, let's try this one. A freshly hatched rooster or hen is all about this season's most stylish trends. Kathleen.
What is a chic chick?
Yes, I'll give that to you. It's chick chic is what
okay.
We're looking for.
That's right. Great. Thanks.
I take it you enjoy Jeopardy.
Just a bit.
Okay, here's your next one. So lustrous. Have you been polishing the front of your leg just below the knee? Kathleen.
Shine shin.
Yeah, we'll give it to you. Yeah, we were going for shiny shin, but we'll give you shine shin.
I always stop at that guy at Grand Central Station and get my shin shine.
A little shin shine. Just the left one.
You know what, though? I always hesitate because I don't like to take my pants off in Grand Central Station.
Not in Grand Central.
That's part of the attraction.
In the airport, it seems
the
okay.
The airport, it's fine. Yeah. I've got a bunch of extra pasta, bread, bagels, and other grain products. Maybe I can use them to fuel my automobile. Patrick.
Carb car.
Carb car. You got it. Puzzle guru Greg Pliska, how did our contestants do in this very difficult game?
I'd like to congratulate both of them on making it through. Kathleen, you have won the first round. Congratulations.
Ask Me Another is appearing at the Nantucket Film Festival in June, and we need contestants. If you'll be in the area, put that lobster roll down and go to amatickets.org. Give us your email, and we will send you a contestant quiz. Coming up, Jonathan Colton will sing about money. They say a penny saved is a penny earned, which is why I always take a penny but never leave one. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.